Gordon Brown, Our Vision of the Future. You are going to listen to the former British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, talking about his vision of Britain's future. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 5 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
In his first address as Prime Minister at the Lord Mayor's Banquet in November 2007, Gordon Brown spoke at length on Britain's foreign policy priorities. In this extract, he talks about Britain's alliances.
Through our membership of the European Union, which gives us and 26 other countries the unique opportunity to work together on economic, environmental, and security challenges, and the Commonwealth, and through our commitment to NATO and the UN, we have the capacity to work together with all those who share our vision of the future. And I do not see these partnerships in competition with each other, but mutually reinforcing. It's no secret that I am a lifelong admirer of America. I have no truck with anti-Americanism in Britain or elsewhere in Europe, and I believe that our ties with America, founded on values we share, constitute our most important bilateral relationship. And it is good for Britain, for Europe, and for the wider world today that France and Germany and the European Union are building stronger relationships with America. The 20th century showed that when Europe and America are distant from one another, instability is greater. When partners for progress, the world is stronger. And in the years ahead, notwithstanding the huge shifts in economic influence underway, I believe that Europe and America have the best chance for many decades to achieve historic progress. For instance, by working ever more closely together on the project of building a global society and helping bring in all continents, including countries today outside the G8 and the UN Security Council, to give new purpose and direction to our international institutions. And while no longer the mightiest militarily or the largest economically, the United Kingdom has an important contribution to make. Just as London has become a global hub linking commerce, ideas, and people from all over the world, so too our enduring values and our network of alliances can help secure the changes we need.
In his first address as Prime Minister at the Lord Mayor's Banquet in November 2007, Gordon Brown spoke at length on Britain's foreign policy priorities. In this extract, he talks about Britain's alliances.
Through our membership of the European Union, which gives us and 26 other countries the unique opportunity to work together on economic, environmental, and security challenges, and the Commonwealth, and through our commitment to NATO and the UN, we have the capacity to work together with all those who share our vision of the future. And I do not see these partnerships in competition with each other, but mutually reinforcing. It's no secret that I am a lifelong admirer of America. I have no truck with anti-Americanism in Britain or elsewhere in Europe, and I believe that our ties with America, founded on values we share, constitute our most important bilateral relationship. And it is good for Britain, for Europe, and for the wider world today that France and Germany and the European Union are building stronger relationships with America. The 20th century showed that when Europe and America are distant from one another, instability is greater. When partners for progress, the world is stronger. And in the years ahead, notwithstanding the huge shifts in economic influence underway, I believe that Europe and America have the best chance for many decades to achieve historic progress. For instance, by working ever more closely together on the project of building a global society and helping bring in all continents, including countries today outside the G8 and the UN Security Council, to give new purpose and direction to our international institutions. And while no longer the mightiest militarily or the largest economically, the United Kingdom has an important contribution to make. Just as London has become a global hub linking commerce, ideas, and people from all over the world, so too our enduring values and our network of alliances can help secure the changes we need.